Episode 395, December 3rd, 2018.
This is the Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
F***ing great show.
Listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to the Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
the punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
are. Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Robin Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Robin Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Robin Joe.
Welcome to the Rob and 50-year-old Joe Show.
Happy birthday, bud.
Thanks, dude.
Half century.
I feel good.
You look good. I like that shirt on you. It looks...
Yeah, it looks new. I dyed my beard. Can you tell that?
Okay, all right, good.
Matter of fact, I was at dinner yesterday with Gramson and Aunt Mom.
Nice.
Katie's parents. Of course, Katie and I and my kids. That was the group.
They've hung out before, right?
Yeah, no, it was not the first time, but they don't spend a lot of time together.
They don't travel in the same circles.
I got some stories. It's pretty eventful.
I'm sure you do. So you had a birthday party that I couldn't make.
I did a bunch of different things with different people on different nights. One thing, Robbie's going to be mad.
Uh-oh.
Let me just get that out of the way.
You guys went to karaoke.
We went to Maryland Championship Wrestling.
Why would Robbie be mad?
Well, because... After we went to Maryland.
Did Robbie go with you to the
wrestling? No, Robbie didn't go.
Okay.
So, honestly, it never occurred to me that Robbie would want to drive to Joppa Town to watch wrestling. It didn't occur to me. I'm sorry about that, but that was like, all right.
It's a haul.
So, but then afterwards, we were there at the championship wrestling. Justin wrestled in match 5, and we're not going to stay and watch, you know. We came there to watch Justin,
sure,
which was a lot of fun. Justin Schlegel, by the way, for the new listeners. Anyway, so after that was over, like, what do you want to do? And Tommy Sambazo's girlfriend, Lou, mm-hmm, she goes, well, you know, Baldwin's has karaoke. Never heard of Baldwin's before. It's 1 mile from where we are.
I saw some video. It looked like, well,
so
you explained.
So, right. So we literally go left and right, and a mile later we're there, and there's nobody there.
This is a Saturday night.
There are actually two other patrons. There's three people sitting there, but one person is like an owner or a manager. So that's it, just two dudes. So we come walking in. There's like eight of us. And, God, Robbie's going to be so mad when he hears this next thing. We sing about 30 karaoke
songs. You took over. Oh, man.
30. I mean, I think Tommy, I don't know who sang the most. So maybe Katie on there. Probably it might have been Lou.
But did you sing?
I sang, yeah.
By yourself or as
I
part
did.
Of a...
No, by okay. myself. I sang The Distance by Cake. And then they go, hey, sing True Colors with me. Well, I tried to sing. I literally couldn't. My voice doesn't even go where I need to go in order to sing. I couldn't do it.
Uh-huh.
So I was holding the mic away from my mouth so I wouldn't sound so atrocious. Then I just walked off. But that's, I didn't pick that song. But yeah, I mean.
Who all was there?
It was Tommy and Eric.
Mm-hmm. Tommy's girlfriend.
Tommy's
obviously.
Girlfriend. Friend Erica. Mm-hmm. Another couple, Santana and Zach, you don't know them. And then me and Katie, I think that's it.
Sean Gabbert?
Sean Gabbert. Oh, I hope you didn't hear that. I forgot his name a month ago. And Sean sang a couple songs too. He's good.
Okay.
I didn't realize that.
Nice.
And those guys, there's nothing to do. You just kept. The only thing that was annoying was when the karaoke guy, he's like, God, these guys are having so much fun. I want to sing.
Oh.
And every time he sang, we'd go outside. Yeah, not listen to him.
Did Tom and Eric do any Weird Al?
They did Weird Al. They did Togethers. They did Separates. It was every possible combination of songs. Yeah, Robbie, we didn't know. I didn't know this was going to happen. So I feel bad, but it would have been, Robbie would have arrived more pleasure out of this than everybody else put together.
How bad is your bar struggling if on a Saturday night you have empty for karaoke? That seems like an easy win.
Katie brought up a good point. She said, if this guy was going to kill himself, the karaoke guy, we saved his life. We saved his life if he was going to kill himself. Because he's like, yeah. I got nothing to live for. And all of a sudden, he had the most successful karaoke night of his life.
Exactly.
Yeah, he gave us his business card at the end. He's going to
keep doing it for 5 more years. Yeah.
He's like, you guys should come out to my other shows. We're like, nah, we're good.
You know who gave me their business card this weekend? The server at TGI Fridays.
For what? For a TGI Fridays card?
Yes, a TGI Fridays car. Pamela.
They have those?
Yeah, I'd never seen that in my life. She gave myself, David Koechner, and Kevin Dorff, his buddy that tags along, each gave us a business card. With a Friday's logo, the phone number.
Why would you ever call?
I opened every show on the weekend by saying, why the fuck do I need this number?
Yeah, I mean, you could just Google Fridays if you wanted some riblets or whatever.
Yeah, what are the specials today? Why would I ever contact you?
Why is David Koechner eating at TGI Fridays?
I ate 5 meals at Fridays this weekend. Because we were in Manchester, Connecticut,
yeah,
and it's connected. It's right next to the hotel. Convenience. Is the key thing.
You guys didn't have a car, I guess.
I had a car. I drove there.
Yeah, and plus Uber and Lyft. God, I can't imagine.
It's just, but it was raining. It was cold and raining half the time. It was so easy to just go right there.
Did you ever get the same thing twice?
No, you know what I got? I'll tell you every meal that I had.
Go ahead.
Well, the first thing, the drive up was a nightmare. There was a big traffic accident, an hour to go a half mile, rained.
So, were you worried about missing the show? Or
I was,
gave yourself a lot of time.
I left at 10:30, so five and a half hours if I stop. I didn't stop. I got there at 6. So it took almost 8 hours.
Wow, that sucks.
Yeah, it sucked because then shows at 7:30. You know, I kind of have a second to relax. But they were already there. They got there the night before to do radio that morning. He goes, yeah, we're going to Fridays. You want me to order you something? So I said, yeah. So New York Strip.
Wow.
Unimpressive.
Yeah, yeah.
With French fries and broccoli. That was meal number one.
You know, if you're eating your New York Strip with French fries, you're in a nice place.
Exactly. Then after the show, we went there, the two shows. I had sliders and shared some fries with
fries Kevin. Again.
Yes. Kevin. And then the next night I went after the show, pot stickers.
Oh, you just had an appetizer.
The appetizer. This was late night. And then we went for Sunday. We watched some football there. We wanted to go to this pizza place that's sort of known. And, like, I call because we're like, just get it delivered. Kevin's a Bears fan. Bears are playing the Giants. It's Giants, oh, a local geez. Team there.
I guess he wasn't happy about that, yeah.
So we're just going to order pizza to the lobby. And the woman's like, no, you can't order through us. You got to go to some other website. This is fucking complicated. So then I'm like, well, we'll just go there and eat. Do you have TVs? She's like, what are you talking about? But I don't know, lady. I've never been to your place. Do you have TVs? No, we don't. So.
See you at Friday.
So we're like, you know what? Let's just go to Friday.
Did you take out Patricia's business card?
I did. I said, I know Pamela.
Pamela, that's it. Sorry.
So then I had a cheeseburger and broccoli. I got vegetable this time. And then...
Were you starting to feel so bad about
yourself? I was. Well, so they also ordered the quesadillas and flatbreads for the table. So there I was picking on that, too. And then late night Sunday, watching the Sunday night game, I had the sesame chicken tenders with the Jack Daniel's sauce. Not very good. It was some horrible eating choices.
Jeez. I guess you're probably resigned to the fact that it was going to be horrible. You're like, I'll start when I get back. Yeah, yeah.
But we did go to the Shady Glen, which is a little sort of a institution there, 70 years. They make their own ice cream in the basement. They
did you eat some of that?
I did. It was delicious. They have no menus. The stuff is just on the wall.
Oh, I thought you just said what you like.
Yeah, no.
Well, they bring it out.
And they don't. They only take cash.
Ah, that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Why? I wasn't paying. But we had dinner, or not dinner. That was lunch Saturday with his... When he did Colbert, and I tagged along in back in June, there was a guy there that he was talking to, this guy Brian Stack, who they've known each other since and Brian's wife Miriam was there. They all met in Second City in Chicago, you know, in the 80s. And this guy writes for Colbert now. He used to write for Conan. So he and his wife, they drove down from New York, and we all had lunch together at the Shady Glen.
Did he come to the show?
No, they had to head back. They just came down for that. But, you know, they're all super lifelong friends. So that was cool just to hear them talk about Conan stuff and just interesting things.
What did you talk about this show?
I talked about very little. So I just
that listened. Reminds me of my podcast that I do with my friends.
Exactly.
House.
You haven't heard of Joe Robinson? What about Kirk McEwen? Oh, we love him. You mean, what do you call Kirk? What do you?
I call him Keith Mills.
You
yeah.
mean Keith, yeah.
I haven't done that since week four. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you're right. So, there's this guy at the last show Sunday, white guy wearing a gold chain. So that tells you about the kind of guy that he is, right?
Yeah.
With his big medallion.
God, no, I got it.
Stupid, right? But he loved me for whatever reason.
Was he almost like over the top, like Justin wearing that, or was he wearing it like
I thought good it was cool. Okay. I thought it looked cool, yeah. And his girlfriend, a very just normal person, which is, it was a weird relationship. So afterwards, you know, he buys a shirt, he keeps talking, and they do pictures, and he's like, you get high? I'm like, that's not really my thing. He goes, well, I got this joint for you. And I'm like, I felt like he wanted to give it to me, so I just, all right, I grabbed it. I'll just give it to somebody that works here. Then the girlfriend was like, hey, that was for us on the way home. And she started getting mad at him. I'm like, look, you can have it back. I'm not going to smoke this shady ass joint from this guy.
I mean, oh, by the way, that's PCP.
Who knows,
know
right?
I don't know what you're into. It's laced with fentanyl, too. Is that going to be a problem?
Yeah, but I'm like, I'm not going to, you can have it back. It's okay. I'm not going to fight you for this thing that was in your pocket. For
you actually given a joint, you took it, and then they said, no, we need it back, and you gave them back
yes.
the joint.
Yes, I did.
Was it a big, fat, like, Cheech and Chong blunt, or was it?
It was a blunt. It wasn't, it was, you know, about 2.5-3 inches long. You know?
No, but was it rolled up in, like, one of those cigar wrappers, or was it in white, like, rolling papers?
It was rolled up in, like, rolling papers.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's a joint.
Yes, a joint.
Right. Got
yes.
it. Got it.
A classic joint, but a little thicker than I would have thought, but mm-hmm. What do I know? Mm-hmm. So I said, screw you, and then I went to TGI Fridays for meal number 5.
And were they mad at you for handing that joint back?
Was who mad at
me? The other people that were in your party.
Nobody, it was just the three of us there at that point. Nobody saw this transaction.
Well, my dinner, which wasn't quite as
eventful,
celebrity, although, I don't know, do you consider Frank Push a major celebrity?
I do. I think he's a huge deal.
So there he is. So, yeah. So let me start out by, first of all, Gramps wrote this very heartfelt thing in my card. Aww. Made me a little, choked me up a little bit.
Can we read it on the bonus show?
No, yeah, sure. We can read it on the bonus show,
all right.
Which I really appreciated. And then my future mother-in-law, she got me and Katie and her husband tickets to go see Kiss in Hershey Park.
Badass.
Yeah, that's badass. I've seen Kiss. This will be my fourth time seeing Kiss.
When is that?
That is, well, it's, I don't know if ironically is the right term, but it is on August 21st, which is my ex-wife's birthday.
Oh,
I'll be seeing
perfect.
Kiss in celebration.
So good. It's an outdoor thing, right, at Hershey Park?
You think, I guess, yeah.
That's good. I was hoping it wasn't soon then.
Joe, please list all the times you've seen Kiss.
I saw Kiss in 1979 as a very, very small child with my brother Robbie, my friend Chris Bent, and my dad.
You weren't that small of a child. We know your age.
I was in elementary school.
Capitol Center.
In the Capitol Center. The next time I saw them was in the, I guess it was called the MCI Center at the time.
Yeah.
With Groff and his wife, Dave Francis and his wife, and me and my wife at the time.
Right.
I was also
the next
there.
Time. The next, I didn't know that, Rob. You were at that one?
I was at that show.
Oh, because the next time I saw them was at Jiffy Lube Live.
Correct.
Which, is that what it's called now? What's it called now?
Now called Jiffy Lube Live. It was.
What was it called then?
I believe it was Nissan Pavilion at that time.
And it was Kiss and Aerosmith.
Yes.
Nice.
We saw, and we were so close when the flames went up that we could feel the heat intensely.
Cool.
Yeah, and we could also look down and see the set list. That's how close we were to the soundboard,
yeah,
I guess.
Right next to the soundboard.
And then this will be the fourth time seeing Kiss at Hershey Park with my new family.
Well, I saw Kiss as well at the, I forget what it was called, but the Verizon Center, MCI Center, whatever, with Mark Woodward of Via Satellite, the quarterback on our flag football team
that got
annihilated in Washington, D.C., 0-4.
Yeah, they are not my favorite band, but they're one of my favorites to see in concert.
Has Katie or her parents seen them? I'm guessing.
So
her parents
the
have.
Reason, yes, her father was at the concert that Robbie and I were at in 1979.
Oh, that's right. Yes,
yes, they were. He was at that concert, so that's very cool. And we're all going to make ourselves up.
Oh boy!
So me, Katie, also Frank. Frank's going to be wearing makeup as well. So I do have a great story, but let me tell you how it started.
Okay.
So the first thing is I was talking about my neighbor has those lights, and no offense to people who have these, but I find them incredibly tacky. And those are when you're too lazy to put up Christmas lights and you just shine lights on your house.
Yes.
Okay, and they're just so tacky, and they're so... Our neighbor has these.
Which neighbor is this?
The one, not the cool young couple.
Well, that's the only neighbors I care about.
We would just say something, hey, guys, what's the matter with you, right? The other side.
Gotcha.
So Katie and I are like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to. Now, they have a Ring doorbell, so you got to be careful.
That's the house I walked into by accident or tried to.
Well, you got to be careful about that house because the Ring doorbell, it videotapes everything that happens all the time, as you can see, right? So we're planning on, and we were talking to the table about we're going to go out there, but we have to go out our back door. We're going to wear all black, and we're going to steal this light.
Okay, this is a horrible idea, but go ahead.
And we were talking about how to do it. We're going to lay it all out like the end of Shawshank. We're going to figure out how to do it.
A heist.
I'm going to go in there and go, hey, we're considering getting a Ring doorbell. Do you mind if I take a look and see what you see? You know, just get an idea of what they can see of ours, right? And then if they can, if we have to come up the street, we'll park down by Larry's. We'll walk up in our black, you know, how far back out can they see? And we're going to grab it and we're going to run, you know, whatever
what
we
need. What would Mike Ehrmantraut do? That's what I would be thinking. How would he handle this?
Or even
Saul Goodman, Nacho.
Yeah, right. Saul Goodman, right? Yes. That's your guy. Anyway, whatever. So we're talking about this. And, of course, Frank is just shitting all. No, that's a horrible idea. You shouldn't do this. If you do, I'm going to tell. Ooh. He said he's going to tell.
Wow.
He's going to tell on us, okay? So we're like, oh, this is, no, you're not going to tell, blah, blah, blah. Well, then we get a story out of him. This is a good story, I think. Tell me what you think. So it was Thanksgiving at his son and daughter-in-law's house. And they were expecting more people than they had, and they bought two turkeys and prepared two turkeys. Well, they had an entire cooked turkey that nobody used.
Right.
So Frank Push took that turkey and returned it to Whole Foods, saying there was something wrong with it. It didn't taste right.
A cooked turkey?
He cooked a turkey.
He didn't give it to the homeless shelter.
No. He returned a cooked turkey, and what he was given in return was the value of both turkeys.
Is he that cheap?
He got... I'm not sure if it was for the story,
right,
but the idea of having...
He carries this big, heavy-ass cooked turkey. What?
I can't... Right, that's what I'm saying. Like, how much would it be worth?
The juices flowing?
If somebody said, I'll give you $50 to take this turkey back to Whole Foods, I'd say no.
No.
Right, I'm not doing it. Yes, I'm not. No, but just to even carry
it,
physically take this turkey back, right? But the sanctimonious ethics that he was trying to pretend that he had regarding the neighbor's tacky lights. But yet this is the same guy who a week ago is returning a used piece of food that there was nothing wrong with.
Yeah, well, you could just eat.
Of course.
Have turkey sandwiches for a week. I'm
just
fine with that.
Put it in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And you're absolutely fine, yeah. So he returned...
of all the things I would do in that situation, that's the last one.
I'm trying to think...
I mean, I'd throw it out before I would do that.
Of course. Right. But it's not because I'm too good. It's not that. It's like, what a fucking pain. But maybe, I think I am too good.
Well, you are lying. You're stealing money, basically, from Giant or wherever you got it.
Yeah. I do think I am too good. I think I'm like, I wouldn't do that.
You're above that.
I am above that.
Yes. Robbie, you're one to complain about things. Where does this rank?
I would never do that, but I know some people who would.
Hmm.
Do we know them? Give me the names. Give me names.
I'd rather not.
Is one of them Frank Push? Because... And of course, my father, who had already tried to make me cry earlier in the meal... He also came out of nowhere, by the way, wasn't brought up by me, started talking about how people are always guessing him younger than he is. I don't know what the impetus for this. As a matter of fact, we started talking about something else, and he went back to talk about that again. Now, did you guys hear already the age that I said that he's guessed? Did you hear that, Robbie?
Yeah, earlier, before the show started, you talked.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So I can't
Marcus,
answer.
Marcus,
did you hear?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh. All right. Well, then I'll just have to say... My father is
By the way,
claiming,
how old is your father, for real?
He's turning 70, what, Robbie, 77?
76.
76. He's turning 76, okay, in a few days. And he's saying that people are guessing him in his 50s.
He's basically a couple years older than Robbie.
Yes.
Yeah. If they saw the three of you, they might think he's the oldest brother.
Now, Biggity Mac is saying in chat, Joe disrespecting Frank, like he's disrespecting Gramps all the time. Okay, listen, Mac, listen to me. I'm not bringing this up. My father is. He's the one saying, and here's the other thing. I go, Dad, if you ask somebody, how old do you think I am? They're always going to guess you young. And you know what he said? You're never going to guess what he said. Please, please, somebody try to guess what Gramps said.
That he said they just, because he acts young? I don't know.
He said, I don't ask them how old do you think I am. People walk up to me and say, how old are you?
Hey, are you 53 years old?
Listen to me. Never in my life. I mean, in my life have I had random people come up and say, how old are you? Never.
Who did you vote for in your first ever election? Carter?
Never, ever, ever has that happened. But my father's saying this happened to him multiple times. Okay, so.
Are you about to go to your 30-year high school?
Read Mac's comment.
He said, I totally see it. Yes.
Mac is like, is Eric the actor was to me, Mac is now to you. That's basically.
Yeah, yeah. When did that happen? But I think that's because I take shots at Gramps. But listen, I'm just telling.
And at Robbie.
I'm just telling you, this was not solicited by me. My father brought it up. He's the one bringing up how young he looks. And
no one's ever called to me and just guessed my age.
What are you, in a carnival? Yeah. No, they're not doing that, right? That's the other thing. I said, hey, how about we go to we'll go to Ocean City and we'll find out what somebody who gets paid to try to really figure it out has to say.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that.
Graham said, I didn't say they walk up to me.
But he said, people often do ask me how old I am. I'm just saying, Dad, that's never happened to me. I was a small child.
If you posted a photo of Gramps online, what percentage of people, and you gave them the options, this man is in his 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s. What percentage would say 50s?
Zero.
Right.
Nobody would say he's in his 50s.
I would think most would say 70s, right?
I would think, but here's the thing. If people guessed my age, most people are going to say 40s or 50s.
Yes.
I feel like I have a better... Look, I also dye my beard, so I look younger.
Right.
So I'm cheating it a little bit. So I might still, but nobody's going to guess me in my 30s.
No.
You know, and my girlfriend is 29, 8 years old.
They still won't think that.
No, that's what I'm saying. Even with her, they're going to be like, I don't know, this guy must be rich, which I'm not either. But anyway, so we're talking about this, my father being approached by people constantly asking him how old he is, right?
Are these the black women that he works with?
We'll get there. So now we're talking about something else. Mm-hmm. And my father said not to change the subject, which, by the way, he wasn't changing the subject. He's changing it back, right? He goes, I was talking to this lesbian the other day. Okay, that's what he says, right? And I'm like, oh, my God. So I see Aunt Mom hit him. He goes, whatever, right? Like, shut up, right? Like, I'm telling this story, okay? And the story is that this lesbian said, how old are you? Which is fine, whatever. And he said, how old do you think I am? And she said, like, 53.
Right.
And he then kissed her. That's the story.
And now she's straight.
Yes, I was going to say, she was a lesbian before, and now she's...
See, I have a theory, Joe. I believe, since it's well known that black people age better than white people, and so I think black people just think that white people age so poorly that they don't think that he looks in his 50s, but they think, oh, he's white. White people age horribly. So
no, that's not. This is the real story.
So he looks in his 70s, but he's probably in his 50s because that's how white people age.
This is the real story. The story is that my father is confusing how this question arrives. That's the first thing. Because people don't come up to you and ask you how old you are. He's confusing that. And what's happening is that part of his charm is him saying these things that are flirtatious. I get it. He nails it. He knows what he's doing. So he's being flirtatious or whatever, and somehow that question arises, however it arises, and then they want to compliment a guy that they now like.
Yes.
So they guess him much younger than they believe him to be. That's the reality of it.
At what age do you get the senior discount at the movies?
I don't know, probably my age. Who knows? I mean, I can be an AARP now.
No, I'm saying, do you think, would Gramps be carded ever? He says, I want the senior discount. They're like, I don't know. I don't think you're 60.
Sorry, sir. I thought you were, I just carded you for alcohol. I'm certainly not letting you in here.
All right, let's just take a break. We'll come right back. The Robin Show Show.
Hi, this is Justin from the Justin Scott and Spiegel Morning Show, and I'm here to tell you about the most hysterical, amazing, and festive f***ing show I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. It's called A Merry Murder Mystery, another original, hilarious, interactive comedy whodunit from the guys who brought you The Newly Dead Game and Sing for Your Life. I'll have a starring role, and if you're very, very lucky, you might play a part too. You might even be the murderer. There's going to be a limited number of performances, so don't miss it.
Next performance, December 8th at the Bright Box Theater in Winchester. For more information, visit DieLaughingProductions.com.
The Robin Joe Show.
So it sounds like you had a pretty good weekend then. You had the karaoke, the wrestling, the Gramps.
Saw
and
a
the
movie.
Push family.
Yeah, I did.
What movie did you see?
I saw Widows. Not, again, it's getting good reviews. It's not a great movie.
See, I see a lot of differing opinions on it. So, but I thought you were going to like it because the people that I were saying that didn't like it, I didn't respect their opinion as much as others. Like, JL likes it a lot.
It's not good. So
interesting. Why is it not good?
Here's the thing. Again, it's one of these contrived, over-the-top, force this. I mean, it's not.
But isn't it the same Gone Girl, the same writer?
Well, I don't know that Gone Girl was a great movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it. But that's more the function of the story.
Right.
Look, this is just an okay movie.
Okay.
Okay. The last three movies I saw, Bohemian Rhapsody, Creed II, Widows, are vastly worse than the number that they're being given on Rotten Tomatoes, which also leads me to believe, you know, I got to be more careful.
Yeah.
Because it looked like it wasn't going to be a good movie, but then you're like, well, look at its score. Now, by the way, there are movies like Mission Impossible, I'll use that as an example, which isn't a great movie for the same reasons that this isn't, but there's other elements to it, like the action and what you get to see in terms of special effects,
right,
and also excitement, adrenaline, right?
Yes.
That you get in that movie, which is like, okay, well, that
overcomes.
It's a
great movie-going experience.
Right, exactly. That overcomes some of these other things. And I'm watching Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime. I don't know if you watch Jack
Loved
Ryan.
It.
Yeah. So it's very similar. It's not great in terms of, you know, it's very contrived. You know what I mean? I know everything that's going on, but I really enjoy the type of story that it is.
Yes.
And that's the thing about Creed II is I'm like, I'm going to like this movie because it's the story that I like, but they just shoved every single old story back in there, just regurgitated it from the old movies. And you're like, God, everything, no matter what, every single thing just follows every single storyline that you saw from the previous movies, and they shoved it into Creed II. Actually, I guess I'm not even sure which one I hated more, Creed II or Widows. I didn't like either one of them. Bohemian Rhapsody is worse than those
right.
two. Yeah.
So you're just waiting for Mule, right? Or is it The Mule, which is
Mule?
Is
the Mule
called?
I can't wait for. I can't wait for The Favorite. We're going to see that. It hasn't been around. That's going to be a cool one. We're excited about seeing.
What's that?
It's Emma Stone's new movie. Where these two women are competing for the affections, but not necessarily romantic affections, of this queen that's in power. It looks really good. It's getting great reviews, like 98%, something crazy.
Robbie, have you seen any of these movies that Joe has been watching?
No, buddy.
Or you too, Marcus.
I'm really looking forward to The Mule.
Yeah. Marcus, have you seen these movies?
No.
Okay. Hey, Robbie, what's this about, what's this Marcus tidbit?
Oh, yeah.
It's this little scuttlebutt, this word on the street.
Jim Amato never misses.
Hold on, before you start, you know what this reminds me of? Remember when Kramer had the Merv Griffin set and he wanted to change the format? So he brought in, he was trying to create controversy.
Oh, great
he,
episode.
Two people didn't know. It was something about Jerry or whatever. And yeah, that's what this is. Where we bring Marcus in on all these, with all these, it's disguised as something else. And now he's going to get bombarded. Is that the right word?
Blindsided.
That's the word. That's what we're looking for.
Jim Amato never misses an opportunity to tell me how upset he is that Marcus hasn't contacted him, hasn't responded to him, hasn't picked up his phone calls, and that he doesn't know what he did to upset him. I'll read.
He doesn't know what he did to upset him.
Correct.
Well, hold on. Before let's ease into this, Marcus. Are you upset with Jim Amato?
No, I'd really like to hear what he's writing because this is really curious to me.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. You just heard it.
Are you saying you haven't been getting texts and emails from him, or are you just
responding to him? I have not gotten a text, a call, an email in quite some time. I would say probably, I don't know, at least before I went to Mexico.
Maybe you blocked his number because you two are arguing so much.
His last text said, "As for Marcus, SMH," shaking my head, "haven't heard from him in over 2 months. Don't know what I did to piss him off."
Aw.
Mm.
So you're saying, for the record, Marcus, you and Jim Amato are on good terms, according to you.
As far as I'm concerned, we are. I mean, the last time we spoke was just before I went off on vacation, and we were having conversations about Omericast.
Do you remember receiving multiple correspondences from Jim Amato that you didn't respond to?
Not at all.
Is Jim in chat right now?
As far as I was concerned, I should be up to date with all of my communications.
Yes, Jim is in chat.
Jim, I, the last time that he and I spoke, there was a question on the table concerning updates regarding Omericast, and I gave the information as to what I knew, and that's where it stands at the moment. So,
whose responsibility? Oh, so you actually responded, and so the last time somebody reached out, there was a conclusion, or there was an that was finished. It was all tied in a bow. What you guys were talking about
at that point? Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
I think you just are tired of talking about Omericast. Anything about that, you just sort of put to the side.
Well, no, he's saying that would make sense.
Again, as far as I'm concerned, the conversation is mute at the moment. I mean,
You mean?
Yeah, sorry. There's been no communication. There's been no communication whatsoever with the boys at TMOS. So, life is continuing on. I'm in the middle of my live theater performance right now. I'm busting my ass every day working. So,
hang in there. I hate to interrupt, but you're saying like three different things. You're saying that you haven't not respond. You've responded to everything, but then you're also saying you're busy. So, I mean, which is it? Are you too busy to talk, or is there nothing that hasn't been responded to by you?
No, as far as I'm concerned, I've responded to everything. So all the communications that had come my way, I've responded to. The only thing I'm saying is I have not reached out to him or anyone else in quite some time, and it's primarily because of the fact that I've just been too busy. So it's not any lack of communication since before I went out on vacation has nothing to do with him or anyone else. It's just a matter of I've been far too busy to do much of anything outside of work.
So you saying that you do not hate Jim Amato?
Is that what you're saying?
I do not hate Jim Amato.
Oh, you'll get there.
How could anyone hate Jim Amato?
That's true. How could anyone hate Marcus Serta?
Hey, Jim Amato sent me a birthday text.
He did?
Of course, I responded. I'm not Marcus.
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, one more thing.
Well played.
That I forgot to mention about widows.
Yes.
God, I can't believe I forgot. Katie reminded me in chat. First of all, in the theater, it was mostly black people in the theater.
Okay.
And just like you said,
Viola Davis is a big star.
Correct. She's the main character in the movie. And as you mentioned, that black people age very, very well.
Yes.
They also tend to talk during movies.
Absolutely.
I don't know if you know that or not.
It's documented.
And we had to sit in the front row. That's a long story, but it was an altruistic seat. We were sitting in the front row.
Okay. It's a big word for you, Joe. You're 50 now, I guess. You're stepping up
to the left of us was a couple.
Mm-hmm.
To the right of us was a couple. And they both were talking through the whole movie just like I'm talking right now. As if they're at their dinner table, right? It was a lot like the conversation that I had at dinner with Gramps and Frank. There's no difference in terms of volume and content. Except for the people to the left, they were even more vocal. And Katie was getting so furious, right? But I was loving it because the movie was so bad.
I didn't have anything. See, that would stress me out because I know Tawanda would say something.
Well, that's the other thing. I'm like, they were older, right? And
right.
And they're like, oh, shit, he going to get him now. I mean, they were literally yelling at the – and I loved it. It was the only thing that was – I was only arriving pleasure at this couple. And Katie's like, I'm going to leave. And I'm like, oh, all right. Well, I'll leave too, right?
Right.
Or whatever. Hold on. Hey, Katie, come here. So I'll let her tell her version of it because she was a lot more angry than I was.
Is this where JL is going to call her racist again? So
well, listen, it doesn't. They just happen to be black. I just happen to mention that. But at the end of the day, they were talking. And, of course, I think Katie she knows I give her a bunch of shit because I think one day she's just going to get my ass kicked.
Right.
Like, I've tried to let her know that, like, I'll fight this person, but I'm going to lose, right? This wasn't really one of those cases, but I also think she's kind of cognizant of that fact, that that concerns me, that eventually somebody's going to beat the shit out of me because of something
she said.
Well,
she's right here. Are you cognizant of that, Katie?
I probably could be more. but I will say, like, what was I supposed to say?
I think you have every right to be upset.
But what would I give me an example of what? Oh, I was perturbed. I was huffing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I was looking over at them. It wasn't resonating at all. They weren't even noticing any of it. So what do I say in the middle of a movie?
Yeah, well, Kay looked at me and she said, I'm going to leave. I'll just wait for you. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to fuck. But here's the thing. I would have left, but we had another couple that came with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right? See, I don't think saying anything was going to make a difference, though. I don't think it was going to matter.
It's funny.
I was afraid there was going to be a scene, like she would yell at me. I mean, these were so... When I say these people were outspoken, I mean, do you agree?
No, like, I was saying they were literally having a conversation. Both sides were, but this one was even. They were having a conversation like we are right now.
Every time something happened, for example, you know, she's driving this truck and she hit something. They're like, oh, shit, she just hit something. And they're this loud saying it. And I'm like, are you kidding?
Did that take away from the movie for me?
Oh, the movie was already horrible. It made it way worse than Creed.
It's the only thing that made it even watchable with these
God,
people.
It's crazy that to me, because it's to me that's a plot that I like, that I feel like I'm gonna like that kind of movie.
it's so contrived.
But if it's too contrived, then
it's contrived.
Remember how they did Ocean's 11, Ocean's 12,
charm.
And then all of a sudden they did the chick Oceans or whatever. It was like all girls.
Yeah.
Exactly. You didn't see it. So it's basically the chick Oceans.
But that was funny, right? And cute. That was supposed to be like charming. Like,
okay,
that's the
so
vibe
take the charming, cute, and funny
that,
out
right.
of it.
Yeah, take the only thing that would make that
take
even
the redeeming
enjoyable.
Qualities
yes.
out of it.
Like,
yes.
Am I supposed to believe that the wives of these... I guess you can call them, I guess,
professional
like
criminals.
Professional
right.
criminals, that they're just as talented as their boyfriends
they're,
and husbands. I mean,
they
it's
also
ridiculous.
Understood that they, the plans for this next job were already.
They also keep
put
involving
in
people that they don't know in
yes.
the thing. I mean, yeah, it's a very, it's whatever. So, anyway, back to the story. So, there's another couple there, and I'm not going to give their name because I have another story. So,
your friends.
Right.
Yes.
Well, they're friends of yours. One of them's a friend of yours, too, right?
Only one?
Yeah,
the other one is a brand new girlfriend.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see.
And who I like very much.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, you know, before I know her, you know, my friend is like, yeah, I'm dating this girl. And I go, oh, does she let you put a pinky in her ass? No, I'm just joking,
in
right?
In front of her?
No, okay. Not in front of her. I don't know her well enough.
No, we were
right?
just in the car.
All right.
So he's like, yeah. So now I start calling her Pinky. That's how I refer to her now, right?
Nice.
Like, that's she just loves it, can't get enough. Meanwhile, I'm the one just making a joke. Anyway.
And you're worried that Katie's going to get your ass kicked by saying something.
Well,
okay.
Seriously.
Well, no. I mean, this is a friend of mine. This
okay.
isn't some random person that I'm saying, my boyfriend's going to kick your ass.
Right.
Anyway, no, Katie
yes,
never said
the,
that because she knows
that. But he
never
came out and said, yeah, he lets me, or she lets me put a pinky in her ass. You
no.
were, like, teasing him about it. He was kind of being funny and playful back that she did, and then you kept calling her Pinky over text message. And
yeah,
like,
Pinky Tuscadero.
That's
anyway,
yes.
But then I meet this person.
Is, this is so Joe.
Then
yes.
I meet this person, and he goes, yeah, he said, do I get to put a pinky in your ass?
Yeah.
Okay.
He, basically, the first
so,
thing he says
on.
When they see each other is he's
yeah.
been calling you Pinky.
What do I say?
You deny it.
I deny.
Deny.
I deny it. Oh God, you know me well. I go. I never said that. Just as convincing as I possibly can be, because they're trying to embarrass me.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, I kept it too. I was like, oh, you definitely said that, and you definitely are embarrassed right now, and you're trying to deny it.
I would not.
He's like, nope.
Nope, would not.
How
Wouldn't.
New is this relationship?
Like,
it's pretty like a month, maybe.
Yeah, a couple weeks.
It's pretty new for a pinky
hey,
already. So,
but the same guy, you know, do you know who I'm talking about?
I assume you're talking about Dave.
Well, I wasn't going to say his name, but yeah, it is.
Oh,
right?
Sorry.
So anyway, that's okay. So they come to this to the Maryland Championship Wrestling. He brings his brand new girlfriend, who I just pinky, who I
oh,
just met the day before.
This
right.
is the best.
And they also bring just some random guy.
Yeah, so Joe's birthday dinner. So listen,
they call
most
him
pictures,
thumb.
Most pictures of Joe's 50th birthday has this guy that nobody's
just
ever
some
met
some random
before.
Guy that's just in every picture.
And he's also, like, not just, like, this super charming-looking guy. He looks fucking terrifying. He's, like, 70 years old. Well, yeah. He might look 53.
He was my proxy. Yeah. So
he said, how old do you think I am? I said, I think you're 25 years old.
So I just have to point out something real quick. Speaking of Gramps, there's a guy in chat named Uncle Charles.
Which is clearly not Uncle Charles.
Exactly. The great author. The great author.
Exactly. And Gramps is trying to have a conversation with me, thinks it's his brother.
Oh, my God.
Ask him how old he is.
Did he write Widows? Let's take a break. We'll get into this ornament controversy here at the Robinson household. Rob and Joe, she'll be right back.
Gramps here again, reminding all of you who haven't joined Patreon to get on the stick. Every week, you enjoy the upgraded sonic experience listening to Rob and Joe's free shows. Well, that sound equipment doesn't come cheap. So loosen your grip on that fiver. Join the circle of trust. Hear all of the behind-the-scenes mischief and celebrity gossip. Hear Joe discuss being sued by... Hear Robbie detail his affair with... And hear all about how Rob looped... to do a 7-minute set at the Comedy Cellar. Go to patreon.com/Rob and Joe Show now, or I'm going to come over to your house and your wife.
The Rob and Joe Show.
So last week I showed you guys a photo of the Hallmark, the Washington Capitals Stanley Cup winning ornament that I bought. It came in the mail today, by the way.
I know where this is fucking
and,
going, by the way.
And Joe was like, we could never have that in my house.
Katie goes, I need a separate tree. Hey, you want to know what makes Katie the most angry?
It's Christmas stuff. She's already angry. But the lights last week.
You can't put any ornament on the tree except for ones that match. And these ornaments, this is going to make her mad, are beige.
They're not beige. Are you fucking serious?
It's the season.
Well, hey, hold on. Don't say the color. What do you think the real... She corrects me. What do you think the color is?
Cream?
Almond. No, Robbie?
Almond.
Nope. Rose gold.
Yeah, you...
Oh, I do like rose gold.
Thank
well,
you.
That's... Well, I hope you... Did you love our tree? Because every ornament like rose. Is
it's
rose gold.
It's not even close to beige.
I have a rose gold watch, a little rose gold. I
you
like
know what?
It.
This
it's
really pisses me off, okay? Seriously, because you... have a beautiful Christmas tree downstairs that I put together. I fluffed. I did everything. I set up every Christmas ornament.
No, I put some ornaments on.
Okay, and then I moved them because they didn't look right. So I have garland wrapped around everywhere. I spent a lot of time and money on this, and you just go right to shitting on it.
All that I was saying.
Can we go
Jim
back
Amato.
To Katie fluffing the tree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it happened.
So Katie did, and it does look beautiful. That is true. The only point that I was trying to make is that, say, my children made an ornament, I wouldn't be allowed to put it on the tree.
We
is
can
that
find true? A spot if your children. Why would your children make an ornament now?
They're maybe like they made one that has this, that makes me feel sentimental.
Yes.
Doesn't Sheila have those?
Maybe she found one.
I'm just doing a what
maybe
if.
Maybe that she found one that's, you know what, I think, you know, what Joe if, would like this now.
What if Rob gave me a beautiful Die Laughing Productions
absolutely
Christmas
not.
Ornament?
Yes. Absolutely not. The only not? Thing I considered was this one little, there was like this ornament and it was white. And it was a frame, and it was "We're Engaged 2018," right? Someone got it for us because
yes, that's
we got
possible.
Engaged.
Yeah,
you put a little picture in it. Hey, I couldn't do it.
Miggity Mac says in chat, Katie comes on the show every week and gets super pissed. I'm worried for this relationship.
I feel like that there's been more rules here. I feel like once the engagement happened, she's got more rules.
Rules?
There's more things
it's
that
not a
you
rule.
Can't do.
But Rob, he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit what goes on the tree. If he said to me, hey, it's really important to me that we put this on the tree, we could have a conversation about it. Less beige ornaments, but he doesn't care.
He's 50 years old. His whole life he's been able to put up any ornament on the tree he wants.
Yeah, I never could.
I guarantee you, have you ever decorated a tree yourself?
Not myself, but I've definitely participated many, 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 many times in decorating a tree. Sure.
And has there ever been any rules to the ornaments?
Not so far. No,
right. I mean, obviously they're all Christmas themed. They're not. You can't.
I mean, it would, but
can't put up a.
Maybe there were some rules, but certainly
vibrator.
The rules weren't only rose gold.
Yes,
right. That seems.
By the way, calling rose gold beige is about as shitty as you can.
Well, I want
you
to look,
frame it.
Can you look at
well,
the
I'm
ornaments?
I'm colorblind, so
and
know.
See what. Well, then good. Tell me what you look. Maybe I am too.
Okay.
No, I love my tree. But you know what? I was listening to the great Jordan Peterson, who Rob doesn't want me to say publicly that I love, but I do. And he was saying, you should make the minimal rules necessary, but the rules that you
for
have...
For a relationship.
For a relationship, mm-hmm. but the rules that you have to enforce. And one of them is the color of the ornaments.
I was with the OBGYN who wanted to buy my cat over the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I like where this is going. What a statement.
And yes. he was praising Jordan Peterson. Big fan.
Yeah, no, Jordan Peterson is brilliant. All right? I'm telling you. We can't get into that because we can't alienate anyone. But, no, he's... Rob immediately changed the subject. He's the best. Continue.
No. So... Are there any other rules other than the color? Like, does it have to be some sort of
theme? The color
is
not a rule. It's not a rule. I would have done all silver, all gold. I just happened to do rose gold. I thought it would be a nice accent color with that room. I mean.
What if it's a picture of Billy Ray Paisley, and that's Eric's character in Singing for Life, in a gold, rose gold frame?
Yeah, what about
that? Don't you think it's enough that we hang out with Billy Ray Paisley?
Okay, so it has to be, it can't just be anything. It has to be more than the color.
Well, okay, but I have a feeling I could make an argument for anything rose gold. That sounds fucking hard
to
find.
What if it was a Redskins ornament?
No.
No, she's not letting that on the tree. I don't think she's letting
a Ravens ornament on the
unless
tree.
Unless it's beige or rose gold.
No, I really wouldn't. I wouldn't let a... This is just the theme of the tree this year. If I next year want to do homemade ornaments, I'll go get a whole bunch of homemade ornaments.
Does Joe get a say in the theme?
Sure, if he wants. That's the whole point of this is why I'm so fucking annoyed, because he doesn't, he's not going online and ordering ornaments and ordering and getting all the stuff for Christmas or setting it up or anything. So he really shouldn't have an opinion on it.
So there's a lot of truth in what she said.
Yes.
However, I certainly wouldn't be allowed to do that, but I don't want to. So no, it's. I don't mind.
You'd rather sit back and shit on it.
Right. Well, that is true.
Yes.
I'd rather come home to a beautiful house with a beautiful tree full of beige rose gold ornaments, whatever you want to call it. I'd rather do that.
It is a fucking winter wonderland down there.
It does. Did you see it down there with the lights on?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks good. She did a really good job.
Wish there were some more colors, but whatever.
Miggity Max says, Katie now says, I'm so fucking pissed or so fucking annoyed every week.
Yeah.
I think you need
to watch more porn, Katie.
Henry Jenkins says, please put Joe in charge of the tree next year.
Do you know what that name is?
What's Henry Jenkins?
That's the character in Uncle Charlie's book.
Redemption Kills?
Resentment Kills.
No, it's Resentment Kills.
What'd I say? Yes.
What about a Resentment Kills ornament? Is that?
Yeah, can I put up a Resentment Kills ornament?
That's the only ornament you can put up.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. Hey, we have our Merry Murder Mystery. It's December. It's that time of year. Our very popular holiday Christmas theme murder mystery. The first show is two shows this Saturday at the Bright Box Theater, December 8th. The early show sold out. Late show is getting there.
Yeah, and a couple things. First of all, if you've seen it already, there's been some changes. It's a different show.
Yeah, we have some big changes.
You say it's a lot of similarity, but as you know, if you've seen any of the shows, the first act is much different, and then the second act is all ass. The second act is always different because that's
it's a very improvisational show.
Yeah, so
I'm in it,
and Katie is the female lead.
She is
and
Holly,
and I'm going to be so fucking pissed in it. So
yep, because there's going to be no beige ornaments.
Yes, every ornament is a handprint of a small child.
That's the motive for the murder.
Maybe that's our. We'll write that one next year. The couple that fights about the
where Katie kills me.
Yes. So check that out. I'll be at the DC Improv Lounge on Friday night, December 7th. If you're around for that, DCImprov.com. Two shows, and
listen to me on the Ravens broadcast. Ravens are on a hot streak.
Remember when Katie was chastising you for just basically saying that they had no chance and being a Debbie Downer, and she was saying you should be more positive?
So let me say
this.
And
now they're literally in the playoffs of the season today.
Let's wait. You know the deal.
Okay, but they're...
You can't budge at all. Like, you can't just...
Listen, but what happened that you didn't think was going to happen? You said they have to win 2 out of 3 games against Atlanta, Kansas City, or and L.A. They do. They have to win two out of these three. So now they have to win. They have to either beat Kansas City.
Why do they have to do this?
Because if not, they finish 9-7.
Have you seen the rest of the? Everyone else is losing. The
Steelers just lost last night.
So you think they can lose? You think they can lose two more games and make the playoffs?
Yeah, I think there's probably they're probably 40% to make it if they go 9-7. That would be my guess.
40%.
Yeah, which isn't high, but it's definitely fucking possible.
Yeah, okay. But, you know, they still have, and we're only counting two games. Do you think Cleveland isn't, well, maybe it is after they just played. Who else did they play? Sorry, Robbie. Never mind. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Max says Joe's tree will be hand soap themed.
All hand soap?
Yeah.
No.
I can't wait. All right. Later. Grams is 53.
All right. See ya.
Later.